The Natural Resources Conservation Service is finishing up surveying the soil in Wyoming. They've been working on the project for decades, and they've completed surveys in most of the counties in the state. We're joined now by James Baughert, the acting state soil scientist. He says the survey is part of a national effort to inventory or map out all the soils in the U.S.
Generally, what our soil scientists do is they will go out on the lands and they will dig a hole, generally down to 200 centimeters. And what they're looking at is they're looking at the composition of the soil as it progresses downward. And if you ever have a chance to see a soil pit, you will see various layers of soil formation. We call them horizons, but they're layers. And so what they do is they look at each of those horizons, and they're looking at various characteristics of each horizon. They're looking at the percent of sand, silt, and clay, the three particle sizes that we recognize, and the combination of those will give us what we call the texture, which could be something like sandy loam, clay, regular loam, silt loams. So they look at the texture. They'll look at pH. We want to know the pH of the soil. They will look at structure, which is basically like dirt clots, and how the soil, when you dig into the soil, you'll notice it falls out in chunks, and how those chunks are shaped and everything. They provide a conduit for water to enter into the soil. And so it becomes very important to know the soil structure. Some of the other things, we'll look at concentrations, calcium carbonate, things that may influence plant growth and vegetation, the health of vegetation, or which kind of vegetation would exist.
And so then you'll come up with a map of the soil for the entire state, essentially, so that somebody could look and say, for any given spot, this is what the soil looks like there.
That's correct.
Now, why is it so important to know the makeup of the soil and the texture of the soil and all these different attributes?
Well, for a lot of reasons. Let me preface a little bit. When soil survey first started out, it was primarily geared towards agriculture. So a lot of what was looked at, and still is looking at how the soil will influence vegetation and how the properties, both physical and chemical, of the soil will influence the vegetation. However, as we've progressed now, we're seeing a lot more interest in other areas as well. Engineering properties, is the soil suitable for roadbed or putting in dams or wells, things like that. People want to know the soils, building foundations. If people are building a house or putting in a building, they want to know what kind of soil is underneath there for stability. It's important to know the physical properties like sand, silt, and clay, the texture. That helps to understand how much water is going to enter into the soil, how fast it'll enter into the soil, how long it will stay in the soil and be available for the plants to use. It's also important to know for erosion control, and also from the NRCS's perspective, use that as a tool to develop conservation plans so that we can minimize soil loss to wind erosion and water erosion.
And then I'm guessing that farmers and ranchers could use this to figure out what crops to grow and things like that.
Absolutely. They definitely use that in which crops to plant, where to plant, what to do. It can even help them with fertilizer applications, things like that. So it's pretty broad spectrum on how it's used.
Obviously, this is a project that you guys have been working on for quite a while. What's the timeline moving forward? When will the surveys be completed? When will we have a complete baseline map for all of Wyoming?
And there's the million-dollar question right there. It's a little bit of a moving target. Conservatively, I would say we still have probably 5 to 10 years worth of work to be done. It's a massive undertaking.
James, thanks so much.
You bet, Willa.